From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting for the first time since a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned by a nerve agent in Britain. British Prime Minister Theresa May is officially pointing the finger at who investigators think is responsible.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that Britain must clarify its position on the poisoning before Russia will agree to speak about it. Skripal served in Russia's military intelligence agency, GRU, and was exchanged in a spy swap in 2010 on the runway at Vienna's airport. Now that U.S. President Donald Trump says he's agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the U.S. is saying the reclusive leader is not following up.
Pyongyang's been silent since Donald Trump agreed to talks with Kim Jong-un. Trump accepting Kim's invitation was a sudden surprise on Friday, but South Korean officials said Monday they haven't heard back from the North since.
I feel that they're approaching this matter with caution and they need time to organize their position.
The South Korean officials that briefed Trump in the White House last week have since flown to China and Japan to brief leaders there on upcoming talks. The next stop for one of them will be Russia.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The Taliban has captured a western Afghan district near the border with Iran after inflicting heavy casualties on government forces. Insurgents early Monday assaulted Anardara in the province of Farah and partially took control of the district headquarters. The Taliban claimed it was in full control of the district center. That's according to the police headquarters and others in the area. This is VOA News. Due to